Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove over 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today. Nancy Pelosi says she will no longer take leadership roles in Congress. Come January, the divisive liberal representative will no longer be Speaker of the House. Ms. Pelosi has been seen ripping up a State of the Union speech and tried to impeach President Trump twice, both ending in failure. The 82-year-old says she will now focus on her constituents in San Francisco.
Marcus, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And maybe he's not living on this planet. Maybe he's in orbit around Neptune. So this is his definition. This is the second time he said it.
Carrie Lake, the Republican candidate in Arizona's gubernatorial election, says she's still in the fight and indicated that she's planning to challenge the results of the election. Lake referenced problems with printers and tabulation machines at 70 of Maricopa County's 223 voting centers, something her opponent was responsible for. You see, Katie Hobbs was responsible for overseeing her own election, as she was also Secretary of State. USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
We're starting to get an idea how much Hurricane Ian will cost insurance companies. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau reports.
The number of insurance claims stemming from Hurricane Ian is rising. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation says more than 633,000 claims were filed as of Wednesday. The total for estimated losses is more than $9.5 billion, which is up from $8.7 billion last week. The highest number of Ian-related claims come from Lee County, home to Fort Myers, with more than 227,000.
Japanese officials are reporting North Korea's military test fired an intercontinental ballistic missile on Friday morning that landed in Japanese waters. The missile that can carry nuclear warheads has a range that could hit the United States mainland. It was the North Korea military's second ICBM launch reported this month. Hundreds of Twitter employees apparently quit Thursday after new CEO Elon Musk gave workers an ultimatum: commit to a hardcore work environment or take a severance package on your way out the door. Outside of Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, activists projected a ticker of insults aimed at Musk on the outside of the building last night. Musk said on Wednesday he plans to spend less time with the social media platform and intends to find a new leader to run the company, as a complete organizational overhaul will probably be a good thing to ensure trust. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Maybe we're just stubborn, or we just have faith in the American people that we can get this country on track. You know, more and more every day, polling indicates that America is waking up to the reality of it. You might question they're fully aware of what's going on, especially as a result of, you know, what happened in the midterm elections. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about even the governor's races that Liz Peek wrote about a month ago. Take a quick analysis of that. So there's nothing off the table here as we go one-on-one with the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm terrific. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Liz, I always appreciate when you come on because you bring some sobriety and clarity to this insanity that some of us are looking at and going, what the heck happened here? 80% of America says they're not very enchanted, in fact, disenchanted with the status quo, but yet the midterm election results would not seem to be consistent with that sentiment.
So I think a lot of things happen, Bill, and I think Republicans have to get a lot smarter, a lot more picky, if you will, about their candidates and really put their shoulder to the wheel here and figure out how to win these elections. One obvious thing we have to figure out is how to confront all the changes in voting rules that really now dictate how people vote. I mean, it's not good enough just to say, well, Democrats changed the rules and they're cheating. Guess what? The rules are the rules. And if a lot of people vote early and Republicans don't take advantage of that opportunity, we're making a big mistake. And I think
without
that really showed up. And by the way, President Trump was very damaging in that regard because he told people not to vote early, made them question the security of their ballot if they did so. Well, so you have one party turning out hundreds of thousands of people before Election Day, and we're counting on everybody to drop whatever they're doing and vote on Election Day. Okay, is that the optimal situation to have everyone vote on Election Day? Yes, I think it is. I'd love that. But we don't have that anymore in this country. So I think we have to adapt to early voting, how to handle and prioritize mail-in voting. And guess what? If ballot harvesting is legal, and it is in some states like California,
right. Exactly. Agree.
We need to 100%. Figure that out, too.
Yeah. I mean, what is it they're figure out? I mean, there was a guy in California in the 2020 elections, gave the California Democrats a taste of their own, and they were all complaining and whining about it. I thought, well, what, you know, how childish. I mean, you guys have been getting away with this for a long time. Finally, somebody in California woke up and said, hey, we're going to, you know, you ballot harvest, we're going to ballot. If that's the rules of the game. I mean, that's like going to the Super Bowl and saying, you know, we're kind of old school. We're only going to play three downs. They can have four, but we're going to only play three. That's insane. Same, you know?
Well, it is. You're competing with one hand tied behind your back. And again, our leadership has not been very helpful on this. party officials, Ronna McDaniel and everything, I think they really can be faulted for not figuring out. There are really a bunch of things we didn't figure out. I just wrote a piece a few days ago about the importance of young voters. Okay, so yes. Everyone knows young voters tend to lean Democrat. What I think everybody missed is that this is the third election where young voters punched above their weight in terms of showing up in numbers that historically have not happened. In other words, and the pollsters, everyone's wondering, how did the polls get it so wrong? Well, one of the things the pollsters did was they used historical turnout numbers for young voters, like 10%. In fact, it was more like 28%, and that's a huge goof,
exactly.
Right?
Right.
So
yeah.
We saw, I mean, you know, I wrote about this, so not to repeat myself, but in Pennsylvania, for example, in the Fetterman-Oz race, Gen Z voters went for Fetterman, astoundingly, by something like 46 points. That was right. Probably what put him over the top, because it was a close race. And again, the polls didn't seem to realize that they had done the same thing in 2020 and 2018, that is to say, show up in record numbers. And, you know, when everyone is scratching their heads and wondering how anyone could vote for this guy in a hoodie with tattoos all over his body who'd never done anything but live off his parents, guess
right.
What? Gen Z thought that was really cool.
Exactly. Yeah, he's one of us, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
I want to be like him when I grow up. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, all right. If that's your standard, but again, this also reflects back to the poor messaging of the Republicans. Like, they had a long time, you know, to think about this. I mean, I don't know if they did any test marketing on some of these things. I mean, I think they just took for granted that the country was in such a mess with the economy and the border and crime, you know, just go right on down the line, that they just took it for granted. And, you know, it's still about the message. And the other thing was that, you know, the Democrats just outraised the Republican. I mean, in some of these races, Liz, I mean, what, 15-1?
Yeah. So I think that raises a couple of really interesting questions. We haven't talked about Donald Trump, and we do have to talk about Donald Trump. I do think his was not a constructive presence in this race, meaning I think he did back candidates that were not poised to win. The fact that Democrats backed them, too, suggested that the polling and all the messaging and everything else was really bad for these guys. You know, Bolduc in New Hampshire, where Maggie Hassan really was a vulnerable candidate. Mehmet Oz, although I thought he was a decent candidate. Blake Masters, some of these people that Trump backed were not the strongest people to take on, in some cases, incumbents like Maggie Hassan. You have to be pretty darn good to oust an incumbent. Bolduc
exactly.
Was not the right person. But here's the question. Now we have Donald Trump jumping into the 2024 race, and a lot of Republican fundraisers, as I'm sure you've read, mega donors, so to speak, have said they're not going to give Trump any money. And then I read, and I don't know who it was, maybe Time Magazine or somebody, the next line was, not that he needs the money. Are you kidding me? It's a $1 billion to run for president these days, right? That was
right.
Pretty
exactly.
much, I think that was pretty much the price tag in 2020. Where is Trump going to get $1 billion? Well, grassroots, they say. Grassroots? Where were the grassroots backing Blake Masters and some of these other candidates who, as you say, were outspent 15-1? They didn't raise enough money. So I actually think Trump has some issues in this race, not just popularity and approval ratings, but I think he could be starved for money. I'm saying this without having looked at specific numbers and candidates, so I could be wrong. Correct me if you think I am wrong. But I just have a feeling there's not going to be enough support for him.
I think that with Trump right now, it may need some time to breathe. He has been beat up three ways to Sunday for what now, 6 years, right?
Yeah.
And the media has been able to have a way with it. You've got Trump supporters that are a bit weary. You know, they're tired of the fight.
Yep.
And I had this conversation about a year and a half ago, a Republican meeting down in Miami. Andy Biggs was there, and we were in a round table, and they said, you know, what about somebody else beside Trump? And I'm saying, if not Trump, then who? Who do you have right now? I mean, even as great a job as Ron DeSantis has done, and we love Ron DeSantis in Florida, you know that, and we don't want to lose him, but still, it's just that Trump comes in and he sucks up all the oxygen out of the room. I mean, and people can say whatever they want, and the next thing you know, he's got thousands of people in an arena yelling for Trump. It's going to be tough to beat.
As Dr. Wallach said,
could be. We'll see, right? I mean,
deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand. When so many people need to hear the gospel, it's vital that diverse avenues and outlets are utilized to spread the word. In Thailand, we're blessed to hear the many stories of new believers on fire for the gospel and spreading the word through unconventional methods, like a recent televised funeral for a famous Thai actress who was a believer. Whether through radio broadcasts, house visits, social media, or even through national live stream events, we are grateful that thousands and thousands are hearing the good news, and many are making decisions to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's often these unconventional avenues that reap the biggest reward. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, you can't help but talk about that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room. You know, Donald Trump with his announcements, and, you know, people are very conflicted about his announcement. I thought it was quite telling that Ivanka said, you know, Dad, I'm sorry, I can't do this. And really, you can't blame her. For all that she had to endure after all the hard work that she did for 4 years for the American people. And what thanks did she get?
She got none. And worse than that, she and her husband, Jared, who were extremely involved in the Trump White House, very critical elements of things like Ivanka's really heartfelt and successful efforts to have women empowered in the workplace. Jared Kushner is literally the author of the Abraham Accords. He's the guy who did it. And yet their lives were made absolute hell for 4 years by the media, by their former friends in New York City, who basically drove them out of the city. I have literally been convinced for over a year they would never do this again. And I am honestly not surprised at all. They have a young family. Why expose your family to that kind of hate? Because people hate the Trumps. I mean,
yes,
for no reason at all, honestly, for no reason at all, because Ivanka and Jared, they're pretty terrific, upstanding young people who have done a great job. So, boy, I wouldn't do it if I were she, and they're not going to. And I think that raises a lot of questions, too, about who's on the Trump team. I mean, but before we go to there, I want to go back to something you said before about the midterms. One of the things, too, that I felt was really a problem going back, I don't know, 8 or 9 months, I remember being at a Republican forum somewhere, and the talk was about the agenda. What was the agenda that McCarthy and all these guys were going to run on? I mean, was there a national message for the Republicans? And the answer was there wasn't. And at the time, I remember raising my hand and saying, well, wait a minute. I have an agenda. It's secure borders, safe streets, less spending, and on and on. Why isn't that our agenda? I said, well, it's much better just to run against Joe Biden and the Democrats. That was what they did. And guess what? That isn't very compelling. At some point, what we saw is even with, 75% of the country thinking we're going the wrong direction and this and that, people did not lay the blame for all that on Joe Biden's doorstep. And I think, I thought that, and Mitch McConnell on Bret Baier's Fox News program said the same thing. Bret said, what's your agenda? And he said, and he kind of whiffed. He didn't really say what the agenda was. You know, I don't think you can win elections by not holding out to people how their lives will be better. And so now that the GOP has the House bill, I'm hopeful that they undertake things that really will make people's lives better and not just a bunch of investigations that are sort of aimed at pleasing the base or whatever. I want to see Hunter Biden and Joe Biden brought to justice. But I also want to see the GOP do a good job for the American people in ways that matter to them.
Exactly. Well, like all things, especially political, you have a limited amount of time. I mean, think about it. 2 years. It goes so fast. And, at the actual time that they're legislating is maybe a year after all the holidays and breaks and everything like that. So you don't have a whole lot of time here. So you need to pick and choose wisely what, the old Pareto principle is, in 20% is going to give you that 80% yield. What can you target and make stuff happen? If you waste your time on a bunch of investigations, I understand the emotion and everything like that. But at the end of the day, after 2 years, you want to demonstrate to the American people that their vote was right, and you did right by them, and you moved the needle in these critical areas. And I think, whatever, certainly the House can control, controls the purse, and they need to utilize those strings and those controls like never before with a vengeance. I'd much rather see them put their energy in there and then also make clear what the vision is. I thought they were very late in coming. I agree with you. That was my complaint. It's like, wait a minute. Newt Gingrich gave you a model decades ago, what to follow, and they finally came up with this, commitment to America. And even then, I thought the way Kevin had presented it was, with little fanfare. I mean, and this is something that should have been done, as you said, months ago, that every candidate should have been parroting. Because I'll guarantee you this, if the Democrats had come up with it, Nancy Pelosi would have made sure everyone said the same thing. If they didn't, they weren't going to get funding, from her her special interest groups.
Yep. No, they sing from the same hymnal all the time, and we do not. That's sort of the nature of the beast. But to your point, there's very little time. And frankly, the Republicans pretty much knew they were going to take the majority in the House. Thank God they did. But they should be ready now with, I'd say, five bills, things that matter to the American people, and put them on Joe Biden's desk. They won't get to the Senate, of course, so they won't really get to Joe Biden's desk. But things like energy independence, make it a goal to reach energy independence by increasing drilling permits, increasing acreage available for leasing, and simplifying everything in the sort of legal chain from wanting to drill for oil and having it happen. Pass such a bill, make the Senate ignore it. I mean, it would be much easier, of course, if the GOP had the Senate, but we don't. But at least they need to show the American people what could happen if Republicans take control in 2024. Yes, we're going to drill for oil. Yes, we're going to have pipelines built in the Northeast so that your heating bills are not twice or three times what you expect. Things like that that actually make a difference. Frankly, I think they should impeach Mayorkas. Let's show accountability at the southern border. What's going on there is insane. So at least that might get some attention. Let's impeach the guy.
Going back to what you're saying about energy independence, that is a brand and the flag that the Republican Party has. They own that. They cannot let that go. And if they reinforce that brand that they are the party of energy independence just by doing what you just outlined, same thing. You take that same format and you take it to the border. We are the party. The Republican Party is the party of secure borders. And, and you already, in a sense, you already own that brand. The Democrats have abandoned it and start gaining ground on those key issues that made a big difference. I mean, go back to 2016. People were surprised when Donald Trump started talking about illegal immigration. And look what kind of traction that got. And so the Republicans still own that, but they can't let that just go without, without mention or without reinforcement. And you're exactly right. Where they can plant the flags and start putting pin dots on the map saying, hey, this is what we own. This is what we represent. And they don't, you don't need to do it in a lot of different ways, just in those key areas, that 20% that will make the 80% difference, if that makes sense.
I totally agree. Another one I would think is school choice. That's something that resonates enormously with voters, including African-American voters. Everybody thinks their kids need a better choice in schooling. The only group that's opposed to it is the teachers' unions and the Democrats that they fund. So make that something that is also a high priority. I mean, literally, you and I could come up with the agenda that they should run on. It's not that hard, right?
Right.
And it's pretty universal. Obviously, every district has its own interests and so forth. But some things are pretty universal, like wanting low energy costs, taking advantage of our natural resources, making sure that our country isn't flooded with people here illegally who are costing, by the way, tens of billions of dollars. These are not small numbers for our country.
And how many people are they killing? Oh yeah, by the way, in every state of the union, an illegal immigrant has killed an American citizen. No, it is not good at all. I think it's time to win again. We've been losing for the last two years.
I agree.
Right? And this is what Kevin McCarthy, this is what they ought to do. Is go find some victories. Exactly.
We have the right issues, we should run on them.
Yeah, I agree. We need to focus the attention on those things we can win. The other things that we can make statements on, you make the statement and go on, but you start collecting victories. Liz, you and I are on the same track, okay? You're in charge.
If only we had the power.
I'm going to put your name in to be the leader of the House. Maybe we can make some things happen. Liz Pink, she's a Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Thank you, Liz. Take care. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, early.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The California driver that police say intentionally drove into 25 law enforcement recruits jogging down the street has been released from jail. 22-year-old Nicholas Joseph Gutierrez is back out on the streets after being released from custody. 16 recruits suffered minor injuries, 4 had moderate injuries, and 5 are in critical condition. Gutierrez is due back in court today.
Marcus, do you continue to maintain that the border is secure?
Yes, and we are working day in and day out to enhance its security, Congressman.
Anyone with a screen can see Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas claims to Congress that the United States southern border with Mexico is secure is quite inaccurate. Texas Representative Pat Fallon on Newsmax claims Mayorkas may not be living on this planet.
Just absolutely egregious. And he's not living on this planet.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We've got DeRoy Murdoch, yes, Fox News contributor, who joins us right now. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Not too bad, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, you know, like you, I'm trying to get out of this fog that I'm in as a result of, what we just experienced. I think the Democrats have found a new way to win. You don't debate. You don't campaign. You just stay hunkered down, and whoever it is, whatever channels of raising big money, millions of dollars, where you can outspend your competition 14-18-1 and get away with it to such a degree that you even have an imperiled candidate for the Senate who literally has worse mental problems than the President of the United States, and you still win. I mean, this is all a mystery.
Yeah, it's really quite something, isn't it?
Right.
A friend of mine, we were watching the election results pour in as the crime continues, as you can hear.
Yeah, they're coming. They're coming to take us away.
he said, "I can't believe the people of Pennsylvania have elected a potato as their next senator," and that's, I think, unfortunately, about right. And you know, this as you say, this model is, if you're a Democrat, you get early voting started as close to Labor Day as you can. Get all the early Democrat votes in. Hold off on debating, if either completely or do it, you know, around Halloween. And at that point, you've got a ton of Democrat votes in there before people can hear anything you say and think, gee, I don't know, I disagree with that, or that's kind of crazy. Or in the case of Fetterman, oh my God, he can't finish a sentence. I believe in Pennsylvania there were something like 630,000 votes, early votes, already in the bag before the debate October 25, and they'd started voting September 16th. That is 7 weeks and 2 days, 39 days of early voting before Fetterman had that performance of his in the debate, which I think even Democrats said, oh, my God, this guy's in really bad shape. But, you know, at that point, 630,030 votes in and 630,000 votes in, and probably early votes tend to be Democrats. So let's say, right, you know, on average, maybe that's 400,000 vote margin before
advantage,
anybody would have said,
right,
you know, I don't know, maybe we shouldn't put this guy in. So, and then you've got Katie Hobbs out in Arizona. She didn't debate at all. She never debated, not even the last minute. And she just, you know, basically pulled an even, frankly, an even more dramatic Joe Biden bunker strategy. I mean, Biden did eventually come out and debate a couple of times. She never debated at all. And she said, oh, it's beneath me to debate Carrie Lake because she's a never-Trumper. I mean, rather, she's a Trumper and a election denier, blah, blah, blah. And so she just hit her face and, as far as we can tell, has been elected the next governor of Arizona. It's just astonishing.
Exactly.
It really is.
Well, and here she is, Secretary of State. She had control of the whole process there in Arizona, you know.
Yep.
So and I think Carrie Lake called her out in June or July saying, you ought to recuse yourself. Ain't going to happen. I mean, because we're back to the old saying, like, what did Joseph Stalin say? It's not who counts. It's not who votes. It's who counts the votes.
You got it. Absolutely. And, boy, Katie Hobbs had and still really has a massive conflict of interest here. And you know, the worst-case scenario is she's sitting there, you know, behind her desk saying, okay, let's rig the rules so I can win, which is totally corrupt. Or she may be totally honest, follows the law, does everything by the book, makes decisions as justly and reasonably as possible. But still, people like us and others think, oh, my God, it's cooked. It's a rigged system.
Yeah.
And either
well, the
corruption...
people in Arizona, DeRoy, 50% of the people, roughly round numbers here, are going to have their doubts. They're going to feel
wait
a minute, she fixed the system, right?
You got it.
I mean,
either it's corrupt, which is awful, or you have the appearance of corruption, which is the next worst thing, and then people think, well, it's a rigged system. It's all a sham. It's a fake. You know, I can't trust anything this woman does. She's not my governor. She's illegitimate. That sort of thing does not. That just erodes confidence in government and starts decaying our public institutions. So this is not good. She should have recused so that A, she couldn't do anything wrong, and B, even if she were a total angel, people wouldn't think that she's a demon when in fact she isn't. Either way, she should have stepped back and said, look, I'm going to step back and not be involved making these decisions on this election, which she is on the ballot.
Well, of course, and one of the mantras for the Democrats was that we're saving democracy. How do actions like this save democracy? I mean, it seems to me that they're in conflict.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, I don't see how you save democracy by having conflicts of interest like we just described. I don't see how you save democracy by saying, I don't want to debate my opponent, or I'll debate my opponent way late in the process when nobody's had a chance to evaluate both of the candidates up close, you know, or at least facing off on television. I don't see how you advance democracy by blasting out mass mail-in ballots like they do in Nevada and California, other states, to people who didn't request them, didn't ask for them, might not want them. You know, there are people who, for whatever reason, might think, you know what, I don't like these candidates. I'm busy. I don't want to think about the election. Don't bother me with it. And yet, boom, here comes a ballot saying, all right, you got to think about this. Or you throw it, you know, you leave it downstairs in the lobby of your apartment building, or you throw it out, and somebody picks it up and says, oh, this is great. I could vote a second or third or fourth or 25th or 87th time for governor, for senator, for U.S. House. And who knows if these... all these mail-in ballots that keep rolling in, they're still coming in. Are these legitimate? Are these being filled out, you know, en masse in a union hall, or for that matter, in a country club by either Democrats or, for that matter, Republicans who decide, gee, you know, one man, one vote just isn't enough, so I want, you know, extra votes because I really feel strongly about this. This is awful stuff. And again, either these things are happening, in which case we've got basically organized crime in politics, or they're not happening, and people like you and me and millions of others think they are. And again, that just makes us think the whole system is backward, corrupt, and completely rigged. And that's not good for building confidence in the government, which is what we all need in order for the society to stay standing.
And I think that's a fair request of all American citizens. is to know that their vote counted, that it was legitimate. I mean, they're still arguing about 2020. I mean, you know, because we just they insist that it was legitimate. And I'm saying, OK, wait, where's the proof? Can you give me some proof? Give me, you know, help me be confident what happened with 2020 was legit. I've got a sincere question on that. And, you know, DeRoy, nobody can answer that. They don't want to answer.
And, you know, there are a lot of doubts about 2020. There are probably going to be doubts about this election. You know, you've got, I was writing a piece at Fox News Channel last night at about 1, 2 in the morning, pulling an all-nighter, as a matter of fact. And up on the screen, you know, Pima County votes just in. This is, you know, this is Tuesday, nominally 1 week after the election in Pima County, Arizona. They're just finding a brand-new batch of ballots, you know, fresh ballots rolling in, new ballot dump. I mean, what is this? It's a week after the election?
Did they come there by way of Pennsylvania or something on a slow truck?
Or, you know, off a spaceship that landed at Area 51 with, you know, oh, look, the Neptune votes just come in.
You're right.
Fresh votes from Mars. I mean, it's like something out of bad sci-fi, I think.
No, it really is. And again, it erodes the confidence of the American people. Because the deal is that, look, 80% of the country was, they'd had it with this regime. I mean, they were not satisfied. I mean, very unsatisfied. 80%. And you're going to tell me with those numbers, because of Roe v. Wade, because of some mantra that supposedly this was, you know, democracy was on the ballot, that you're going to keep everybody in place? And, of course, Joe Biden's answer I thought was brilliant. You know, when he asked, okay, what are you going to do? And he goes, nothing. Why should he do anything? He did nothing to get elected, so we'll just keep doing nothing, right?
It's incredible. You know, I'm looking right now at Politico. As we sit here talking, the race for governor of California with Newsom winning, 70% of the vote is in. That's
70%
of the vote's not been counted. 30% after a week? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Right.
What is that? What kind of nonsense is that?
Well, and look at the number. And look at the number of votes he got. Yeah, look at the number of votes he's got so far. And this is a guy that was recalled what 4 or 5 months ago. And look at the number of votes he was able to garner so far. And we're not even talking 100% of the votes in. So it's going, wait a minute, this is absolutely absurd.
Yeah, but, well, you know, they tried to recall him, but he actually survived that, unfortunately.
Right, exactly.
But, I mean, he went as far as having to face a recall vote. And here he is winning, you know, 60-40 or 59-41. It's really astonishing. It really is. This is not your father's mother's election system.
Not at all. Going to quick break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase. Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Okay.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. DeRoy Murdoch, the man, based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. His responsibility is to help us understand which is probably, I don't know, it's beyond understanding. I don't know. It's like, here we are, one point talking, hoping about a red wave, but you know you're dealing with competition that has become, they're 10-degree black belts in voter fraud. And the Republicans and the states cannot seem to get on top of this. DeRoy, I don't want to sound like a poor loser here, but it seems like we've lost control of the whole electoral process to such a degree is that how do we regain this? How do we bring credibility and confidence back to the process when you have the depth of cheating and voter fraud that's taking place?
Well, I tell you what's going to make it very difficult in a place like Arizona, which is a swing state, like Pennsylvania, which is a swing state, and that is having Democrat governors, Democrat secretaries of state, and other Democrat legislatures who have no interest in this sort of thing. We had Governor Ducey, Republican, in Arizona. Now if we're going to have Katie Hobbs, who apparently is not just a Democrat, but very left-wing Democrat, as governor, you think she's going to sign a voter ID law? Or something saying in the electoral rolls every few months or at least once before each election, or maybe a ban on ballot harvesting. They're not going to do any of these things. And let me tell you, 2024 is not going to be any easier with all this garbage going on with a Democrat governor on top supervising it. And same thing in Pennsylvania with this new governor Shapiro and a Secretary of State who's also a big, I believe she's funded by Soros, George Soros, yes, not long. So, good luck at a 270 with all these states where the rules are, being rigged against us. And I'm not talking about outright fraud per se, but just changing the rules so you can do a lot of stuff legally that would have been illegal 4 or 6 or 8 years ago.
Right. Well, it doesn't honor the vote of the American people at large. That's the disappointing thing. Yeah, you play your games and, you're dealing with what is moral, what's ethical. That's out the door. It's irrelevant. What matters is who wins. And right now, the Democrats are hell-bent. They're going to win at any cost. And they really don't care about the ramifications. And what they're building here, DeRoy, is something culturally I think is going to come back and bite everybody in the back end in a very severe manner. Right now, I mean, crime is through the roof. The level of immorality that's taking place. I mean, at every turn here, the country, its foundational mores are so fractured that it's getting to the point where I just don't recognize this country anymore.
Well, you know, I think in many respects that's happening. You know, I point out in a piece that American Spectator will have on its website probably by the time people hear this, it will be there. And I just said, look, you know, as you say, Joe Biden said, nothing. I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to change anything in any fundamental way, he said at a press conference day after the election. And I said, great, buckle up for even more spending, 1970s inflation rate, border breaches, product shortages, burgeoning crime, babbling incompetence, mounting racial tension, teenage, quote, girls, unquote, with penises, drag queens in grammar schools, domestic terrorist labels for concerned parents, and the many splendid things that constitute the Biden era. So, you know, two more years of that. Yay.
Yeah,
hooray.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, and as you mentioned, I mean, we were just talking about Arizona. You're going to tell me that Katie Hobbs is going to have any concern about the open border?
Mm-mm. Nope. I imagine the first thing she's going to do is take down those shipping containers that Governor Ducey has used as sort of a de facto temporary wall to try to stave off this tremendous invasion. She's going to take that down and, you know, put in red carpets and welcome mats. Say, come on in. Not good. Not good at all. Not
well,
good by any means.
This certainly isn't the founding fathers' America that they had sacrificed everything. Their life, their very lives, their treasure. I mean, we've had over 1 million military personnel die for the sake of liberty. And, you know, the Democrats talk about democracy and what they have done in undermining the foundational principles of the democratic process in this democratic republic is unconscionable. And, you know, again, I hear the words of warning of, Lindsey Graham during the Kavanaugh hearings, that the Democrats were hell-bent to get power and control. He says, I hope you don't get it. And when he said that, I knew there was something very powerful about that statement, and it was quite the warning that went out. And, of course, we're seeing the result of the Democrats in power, in control, and taking our country down and taking the middle class down. I mean, the pain that they have purposely caused, the policies that Joe Biden has imposed on the American people is unconscionable. It's disgusting. It is un-American.
I agree with all of that. And, it's finally cooling down. Now the fall is sort of easing into the winter before long. And good luck with heating oil. Good luck with diesel energy. Diesel fuel, good luck with natural gas. I mean, all these things are going to cost more money if we get our hands on them. And as people get colder and colder and they've got to heat their homes and businesses and factories and everything else, restaurants, what have you, it's going to be harder and harder with the energy in shorter supply, thanks again to deliberate policies of Biden and the Democrats. And they don't seem to care about that. They don't care about crime. I live in New York City. I've got the Atlas Network, which I work. We're doing a conference here, and a bunch of people coming in from around the world. I told somebody to tell everybody, keep your eyes wide open. Mm-hmm. Don't wear headphones so that you can hear what's going on. If the subway's coming in, step away from the platform because we want all of our guests to be here safe and be able to go home in one piece each. And, I would have said that a year ago. I'd say, hey, come in New York,
exactly.
Have a good time. I
got
to give specific instructions now not to get killed. And again, the Democrats don't care. If I got the sense that they were fighting this stuff, I'd say, great, we're all in it together. But their attitude is, whatever, under the subway, who cares? Kathy Hochul reelected. She complained about Lee Zeldin, quote, hyperventilating over crime.
Why does that matter?
Why does that matter? Why are you so concerned about this? Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
They just don't care. If people get killed, so what? Social justice, climate.
Right.
You know? Abortion.
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly. And then what do you make of the breaking news this week that the Democrats basically laundered money through Ukraine? Here they give Ukraine all these these billions of dollars, and somehow it comes back to the Democratic Party?
Yeah, I just heard a little bit about this, and it's one of those things where you see the headline, you think, oh, that can't be true. And then it turns out, yeah, maybe it's true.
Yeah.
I think these people are just holistically deeply, irretrievably corrupt. The Democrat Party has gone from a political organization into something looking like a crime syndicate. And this is just further proof of all that. I really hoped that this election would put the Democrat Party sort of into a coma. And in 2024, we could finally pull the plug on them and move them into the Smithsonian. We all could go and admire them as an historical artifact. But, boy, they sprung back to life. They're on the move. And these people have no ethics. They have no standards. And if that means that they can launder money in from Ukraine to win, they'll do it. These are terrible, terrible people. These are awful monsters. And I just don't think we can put them out of business quickly enough. And I really wish that had happened last Tuesday.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I know that, you know, my Democratic friends, the ones that are left that I can have a conversation with and be a bit reasonable and be able to say, well, help me understand this. How is this righteous? How is this appropriate? I mean, the Democrats have been known to buy votes any way they can. I mean, you know, the truth be known, all this funding that has been going on and throwing us into debt, $31 trillion and counting, you know, the bottom line is that they don't want to talk about. But these are all Democratic payoffs. They opened up the Treasury not to do anything about inflation, not to do anything about COVID. If you look at the money and the way it breaks down, it's to repay political favors. And I maintain that, of course, they were really in debt because they had no conceivable idea that Donald Trump would win and Hillary Clinton would lose. There were political promises made during 2016 leading up to it that, hey, look, we're going to take care of you, dump all this money. Remember, you know, at that time, it was somewhat reasonable. Hillary only outspent Donald Trump 2-1, right? Not 18-1, and she lost. But the fact of the matter is that money came in, and that's quid pro quo money. That's, hey, buddy, you owe me. And guess what? We're the ones, the American people are the ones that are paying because the Treasury is being ripped off. We're losing money, you know, with inflation. Our 401ks, they're down to, what, 201ks now, if we're lucky? It's a mess. But this all, it's all political payoffs. And this is the redistribution of wealth that is happening right before our eyes that we experienced partially under Obama. And now Biden is full force, full steam ahead.
I think a few things confirm what you say. One is that this big infrastructure bill, you know, roads, bridges, tunnels, et cetera, I think the amount of money that actually goes to roads, bridges, and tunnels is somewhere around maybe 10, maybe 12%. The rest of it, as you say, payoffs. Then we've got this wonderful, you know, Inflation Reduction Act, climate bill, climate. It lowers, if all goes well, it is expected to lower the global temperature by 2100 by something like, I don't have the exact figures in front of me, but something like, you know, 0.1 or 0.2.
It's not even 1%.
No, like 72 degrees all the way down to like 71.98 or something like this. So there's a lot of stuff there to pay off all the green folks. And then this business with the whole student loan debt bailout, you know, that looks like a judge has killed it because it's not constitutionally. The President of the United States can't really just sit at his desk and spend $600 billion, but boy, he got a lot of people on college campuses excited about this. So guess what? The college towns turned out in big numbers. They showed up, voted Democrat, and that's probably what pushed some of the Democrats over the line for the Senate and sunk some of our Senate nominees, maybe even gubernatorial nominees. Mm-hmm. So it had its effect. Now, people may actually never get those the student to bail out, but boy, you know, you make those promises, they show up and vote for you, and that's really what counts.
DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Both my legs were amputated.